The Marlins are finally back home following Hurricane Irma, and they break out the bats in a big way against Matt Harvey and the Mets.
First pitch on the way. Fastball line to right field. That's a base hit. Hustling in to get it, Aoki. Around third, coming home is Talese. The throw to the plate, a weak one. On a few hops up the third baseline, Talese slides home as Ozuna goes to third, and on at first with a single and a run batted in is Justin Bour. He had been 1-for-12 against Harvey, including a homer. Now his single has given Miami a 1-0 lead.
18, Justin August. Swinging here, and he laces one deep in the air left center field. Taking off, gone! Holy moly! To the right of the home run structure. And out of here on a clothesline. A three-run shot. And just like that, 5-1 Miami. That is a shell-shocked looking pitcher right now. Matt Harvey, who had never given up a home run to Stanton, gave up a laser right there.
Well, isn't that the truth? Here's the 0-2, and it's driven to the gap in right center. That's a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Suzuki scores from second. Avilas rounds third. He'll score. Gordon digging for third, and he's in there standing with a two-run triple on an 0-2 fastball from Tommy Malone. For Gordon, his third hit of the game, and the Marlins now lead 7-1. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a bouncing ball, left side, base hit. Going into left field, into scores Talese. Stanton stops at second. And on at first with his third hit of the game, an RBI single is Marcell Ozuna. And the Marlins now lead 9-1. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a drive in the air towards left center. Lagares over, he won't reach it. That's in for a hit. That is going to go all the way to the wall. So Stanton has scored. Bour rounds third. He's coming home. Reyes drops the relay throw. So Bour scores standing, and going all the way to third is Anderson. And it is now 11-1 Miami.
So the Mets fall behind early and are not able to recover. Starting pitcher Matt Harvey goes 4-plus innings and allows 7 runs on 12 hits. Here's the Mets skipper, Terry Collins.
Well, the first two innings, I saw pretty good stuff. And third inning, I don't know, maybe it's a point where, you know, he has thrown enough pitches, or he just loses, I mean, as you saw, he just lost command of his stuff. And that's been the biggest issue, is that he's all of a sudden hung some sliders and got some balls out over the plate. Well, you know, again, I think Matt, in my opinion, has got as good a changeup as anybody, and I'd like to see some more of those. That's a very, very good pitch for him. I know one of the things he's really, his thought process is, look, I got to find my slider. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big pitch for me, and so he's been wanting to use it a little bit more, and I certainly understand that. But when you talk about the frustration side, you got to go out there and use them all, I think.
The disappointing 2017 campaign is winding down for Matt Harvey. The right-hander is now 5-6 with a 6.59 ERA.
There's nothing to say. It's terrible. It's not fun. It's really nothing to say. There are no reasons for questions. There's nothing. There's no answers. There really isn't. So, I don't know what you're going to write, what you want to write anyways. Obviously, it's deserved, so whatever you want to write, there's nothing to say.
The Mets will try to even up their series at Marlins Park on Tuesday when Seth Lugo makes the start.